Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modine. Thank you so much for being with us, and thank you so much to Rufilo as well. She'll be back tomorrow at 6. Coming up on the show, there really is a lot coming up on the show today. As Rufilo said earlier, Bruce Fordyce will be my guest on Impact. Wonderful, wonderful stories he shared with us. We had a conversation sometime last week, and I'll share that with you. And look, unfortunately, there are reports of other children today who've passed on after consuming snacks from a spaza shop. Now, of course, we've been warned by authorities to say, you know, we must be cautious on how we report the story. But unfortunately, there's a threat, right? So it seems to be the same kind of tracing of what seems to have happened to these kids. And so I had a sit down with the Minister of Health earlier on to get a sense of what it is that they've been doing. He says, you know, they've been getting a lot of criticism about not doing anything, but that's not true. He says there were engagements. They had sent other departments, Environmental Directorate. We spoke to the Environmental Directorate last week. He says, well, they're part of us, CC, so it's not us doing nothing. And there was an act joint which was put together with five departments as well as the police. And then he said, no, he then decided to get the NICD to come in and assist, because in fact it was them who, after lots of speculation, they assisted with the Tiger Brand Listeriosis case. And so this is my conversation with him. I'd really love to hear from you, by the way, and your take on what he had to say on 086-000-959, or you can also send us a voice note on 063-688-0959. Minister Aaron Motsoaledi is on the line with us. A very good evening to you, Minister, and thank you so much for being with us on Point of View here on Kaya.
Good evening today.
Minister, obviously the country has been reeling from what seems to be, I don't know whether we would call it poison, but something that has affected the health of young children after they are consuming snacks from what they are saying are spaza shops. Obviously, everybody's been saying we need to wait for results to come through first before we make any assumptions. What are your concerns as the Department of Health?
Well, we are. Eventually, it leads to severe sickness or even death in some cases, as it has happened in Naledi. That's very concerning, especially that we don't have any empirical evidence of exactly what we are dealing with. That's why we're waiting around the clock to find out exactly what is it that we are dealing with.
And that joint convened a meeting with yourselves and other departments. You decided to bring in the NICD. Just tell us the significance of that move.
Department, you know, contrary to popular belief that the state was doing nothing, various departments have been going there, like the National Consumer Commission, the Department of Agriculture, a team of detectives that has been working around Naledi ever since the kids got affected, the City Council of the City of Johannesburg Environmental Section, and the Environmental Chief Directorate of the Department of Health. They've all been going there, but they were going separately and independently. Now, NET joins the structure that coordinates the security of the country. It looked at this situation and regarded it as a threat, a possible threat to state security, and recommended that perhaps the Department of Health must take over, because whatever it is, whether it emerges from the Department of Agriculture or from municipality, from National Consumer Commission, whatever it is, it eventually leads to very severe sick and death. I invited the NICD because I then remembered back, some years back when the country was struck by, if you remember, a disease which we could not understand its origin there, listeriosis caused by Listeria monocytogenes. The doctors diagnosed it, laboratories confirmed it with laboratory evidence, but we didn't know where it emerged from. We didn't know its source. We were completely in the dark, but the NICD mounted a search and eventually found that it comes from a factory, in enterprise factory in Polokwane, if you remember that.
Yes.
So we said they've got an experience to search, and they joined our meeting, and indeed, they are now the ones who are directing this search using their experience, because after all these structures reported, what is that which they found and what is that which they know up to so far? we concluded that we are dealing with a chemical agent here. It's not really a biological pathogen.
Mm.
Because, you know, when people say food poisoning, obviously they think somebody deliberately put poison in food.
Mm.
Whereas medically speaking, when we say somebody is suffering food poisoning, it actually means bacterial contamination.
Mm-hmm.
That the food was contaminated by bacteria, either because it got spoiled, it was in the fridge, it was not prepared correctly, then bacteria invaded it, and then it made people sick. In this case, we have excluded that.
Mm.
We believe we are dealing with some chemical agent of one form or the other, and we are busy, we are out looking for it.
Minister, I know that you cannot tell me all the details, but I'm assuming that there are suspicions of what it is that you're looking for. Am I correct in making these assumptions? Because I'm sure you would have to start somewhere with your search.
Absolutely, you are correct. But it will be irresponsible for us to say we are suspecting this, because in my line of work, a doctor, when investigating what a person is sick for, you look for what you call diagnosis. You say it's possibly this, that, and you start investigation based on that, and you start taking particular samples to send them to laboratory, because you all know what sample to take from a human being if you don't have a fair idea of what you are dealing with, or an element of suspicion. You won't know whether you need a sputum, you need a urine, you need blood, you need bile, you all know. So the fact that we are searching means we have got a fair idea of what we are looking for, but we cannot disclose that because it would be irresponsible.
Well, thanks for that, Mr. Minister, because I think that helps people settle. What then would be your directive to the public? Because we cannot say what you're suspecting, but how do we then assist the public to be patient and to, I suppose, prevent more deaths?
Well, all we can tell the public is, since they are believed that whoever got sick, either as cars or staying at the gates or school gates, they must just avoid that in the meantime. Try to buy food in the meantime from well-established establishments until such time that we know what we are dealing with and we know what action to take.
Appreciate your time, Minister. Do we have a sense on when those results will come through?
We have got 80 environmental care officers who are taking samples. We don't know how many samples they are going to come up with. It depends on the NICD, the National Institute of Communicable Disease, because they are the ones who are supervising this and directing it. We don't know how many samples. Once they've got that number of samples, we'll be able to take laboratories to ask laboratories how long does it take them to test such samples.
Mm.
So at the moment, I'm still really in the dark.
All right. I really appreciate you giving us your time. Minister of Health in the Republic, Minister Aaron Motsoaledi, they're just giving us an update on the things that they've been doing in the background. As you've heard, you know, they were not sitting on their laurels. They've been putting together these other departments, as well as bringing in the NICD. And so they're where they are now. And obviously, when those results come through, the ministry will give us an update. Thank you so much, Dr. Motsoaledi. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.